Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit, like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. From the Go Anywhere Tree Runners to the Sporty Tree Dashers 2 to the Classic Low Top Tree Pipers, Allbirds has a pair of shoes for every style. The best part is, they're all crafted with lightweight, breathable eucalyptus fiber that takes comfy to the next level. Step into summer travel with the perfect travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Hey, you guys, it's Jerry. I just wanted to say I'm so sorry about the technical difficulties on last week's show. For whatever reason, the last 6 minutes did not play. So what I wanted to do is give you what you were missing out on, so you're not thinking we're just doing purposely cliffhangers. What I want to do is I'm going to pick it up a little bit before it cut off, so it's a nice clean start, and I hope you enjoy the end of the show. Sorry once again for the difficulties. Now you've moved forward just a little bit longer, and those feelings kind of went away to where now he's feeling suicidal. They found out that he was fit to stand trial, and he decided against his attorney's wishes to plead guilty. He called his dad to tell his dad that he was going to plead guilty and to forgive him for that, which I imagine his dad probably didn't want to have shit to do with him.
Well, I would say not.
And when his dad found out that he was the killer, there was a press conference with his dad, and his dad just said that he just sat and cried. You know, because he said he knew he had issues, and just to know that his son that they brought up was responsible for killing six people and wounding seven others in a year's time and causing so much other havoc and terror on a city that it just was too much to handle. So I don't know why he would even call his dad to say, hey, I'm sorry for pleading guilty. Well, what, you did it. I mean, the pleading guilty part ain't what you need to be apologizing for.
Yeah, and maybe kind of just imagine how hard that is on his dad to have to live with that. And
his dad by this time was like in his late 60s. He's like 67, 68 years old. So he was starting to be an older guy. And, so in May 1978, he pleaded guilty. 2 weeks later, on the day of the sentencing, this is weird in its own self, he threw this tantrum, right? He broke the restraints that they had him on.
Oh, my gosh.
He went into the courtroom. They get, you know, finally corralling, get him into the courtroom. He sees Stacy Moskowitz's mom, and he starts saying, Stacy was a whore. Stacy was a whore. To the mom.
What the hell?
And then he screamed, that's right. I killed him, and I'd kill him all again. Well, they pull him out of the courtroom. June 13th, which was about 2 weeks later, they bring him back in. And this time he's like a completely different person. He's completely calm and all that. And the judge sentenced him to life. He gave him basically a 20, I think it was 25 years for each one of the murders, which was six. And the judge said that he wished he could give him the death penalty, but he couldn't. Because that's what was voted on by the jury. But the judge flat up said, I wish I could give you the death penalty. So he started off his days in Attica, famous Attica prison in New York. And then he comes out and says he never heard any voices. He made that up. He was almost killed by an inmate. And then he eventually admitted that he hated women, especially women that danced. He thought they were too sensual.
What the hell is wrong with his brain?
And then he said that he attacked women in cars mainly. Because if you notice, most of these happen
in
cars. And he attacked women in cars and mainly people that were making out because he was trying to stop more illegitimate childbirths like his.
All right. Well, he just pissed off because he ain't got him none.
Apparently. I bet he's getting some.
Maybe in the prison.
Maybe not what he was looking for, but... So for 14 years, he pretty much kept silent. But in 1993, this whole thing took a different turn. He came back in the news because he said that all of the murders were a satanic plot. That the cult that he was in, you know, he killed three, but the cult was responsible for the rest, but he was an accomplice. And he said it was a conspiracy to create chaos in New York City by this satanic cult. you talk to any of the experts, the FBI experts and stuff, they say that they just don't believe this for a second. I mean, now he says that the reason he pled guilty was to get out of the cult, because if he didn't, they were going to kill family and everything else. Well, the FBI experts are like, well, first of all, he was a guy that wants all the credit. He's not somebody that's going to be in cahoots with anybody.
Yeah.
He wants all the credit.
Right.
And second of all, he was so unstable, nobody that was really trying to do something like that would have him as part of it.
Yeah.
Because he was untrustworthy and he was a loose cannon, so you didn't know what to expect. Well, 1987, he got moved to the Sullivan Correctional Institute, which pretty much is nothing but hardened criminals. Mm-hmm. These are the worst of the worst. It's there that he met a preacher. I'm sorry, it's not there, but that's where he's continuing on. But in 1978, he had a preacher by the name of Don Dickman. It's a good name for a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Don Dickman in 1978 wrote him a letter that said, God still loves you and Jesus can save you. Then he moves in 87 to the corrections, and in 87 he was actually born again. So he says, his new name is Son of Hope, as he called himself. And he started working as a chaplain. He started, there was a one section of the prison that was strictly for people that had developmental issues. Mm-hmm. They had some, you know, maybe they weren't the sharpest knives in the drawer and all that. He was the only person that had the ability, or the clearance, I should say, to be able to go down to that ward. Hmm. And he would go down there and help them, like, make their beds and talk to them and try to basically be a preacher. And that's what he does to this day. Now, a lot of people say that they think that that's all an act. It's just a ploy to be able to try to get paroled.
Yeah.
But he knows he's never getting paroled.
So he still is alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
How old is he, I wonder?
He was born in 53. Okay. So you were born in 50.
I was born in 63.
63.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's probably, what, 64 now, maybe.
So Paul McCartney could sing songs about him. When I'm 64.
Yeah.
Would you still kill me, even if I short hair, when I'm 60?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
That's really bad.
Anyways, that's...
I don't know why I was thinking he was a lot older than that.
So anyway, that is the basic story of the Son of Sam. Now, does that sound like all the basic elements that you would expect a serial killer to have in her lifetime?
Well, it's pretty bizarre, and I don't know. I mean, in one sense, I feel sorry for him in the beginning of his life, but, you know, in the end, I sure don't. I mean, he should never have killed all those people, but I just think he had a horrible start from beginning to end, so.
But I think he had a couple of loose screws to begin with,
mm-hmm.
because even though he had the love and everything as a kid, I mean, when you start feeling like your dad, your original or your biological dad's going to come hunt you down and kill you because your mom died at birth. And
how does that even get in your mind?
And you're like
as a kid.
6, 7, 8 years old, right. And stuff like that. I mean, who knows though? Maybe if he wasn't told that his mom died at birth, maybe that would have changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it might have. I mean, it seems like that's what his whole life's adventure was based on. And so, I just think that's a terrible thing. I mean, how many other kids could that might affect that way?
It's sad.
It is very sad.
For everybody involved.
Yes, it is.
Guys, thank you so much for your patronage, and we hope you enjoyed the show. And remember, if you've got any stories that you want to use for the next listener's episode, which will be coming up in a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
These things creep up on us really quick. Make sure you send us a message, and I'll try to get you on the show. I am trying just to get people on the show right now that haven't been on yet. So if, and I know I talked to a few of you about making a repeat appearance with some other stories, but I want to get through this next month on brand new people. So if you haven't sent us a story yet and you want to be on the show, give us a holler and we'll call and record your story.
Yeah, and send us some intros. We'd like to have some neat, groovy intros for the show.
You know what? That's actually an awesome idea. I think you guys should come on and do an intro. Send us an intro and basically say you're a proud Patreon supporter.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be cool for us to have some of those from you guys,
mm-hmm.
to be able to let you stand out a little bit. So when you get those, send them to my email, jerrypauly@aol.com, or you can send it through Facebook Messenger or however you want to do it. But, yeah, I think that would be really cool to have some messages from you guys that are patrons.
Yeah, it'd be fun to hear what you got.
All right, thank you guys, and we will see you soon.
Love y'all.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.